If your schedule is going to be slowing down over the next couple of weeks or so, you might take the opportunity to do a little local art exploring. To do that, you really should have a good guide. And so we got you one of the best, our own arts and culture reporter, Noe Tanigawa, here with some thoughts.
Bill, I wish I could have taken you with me on this terrific tour I did of some terrific galleries in town that have been opening, believe it or not. As we all, you know, we can't wait around for things to happen in art. We have to participate and help make them happen. As shoppers, yeah. It helps. So I headed over to Kailua for my first stop on Ku'ule Road. You know, there are a couple of blocks there on the end of Ku'ule Road, which is the main drag through there, nearer the edge of town. I parked, and then I was walking past Kailua General Store, which was so fun. Have you ever stopped there?
Yes, I have, actually.
Neat, isn't it?
It's a fun place to wander around, yeah.
Men's shaving supplies, full-on real fishing gear, and a coconut straw. That's what I saw this time. It's some kind of crazy tool that lets you drink out of the next green coconut you see.
Wow.
And then, next door, a little further on, the new Kailua Gallery. It's been there since April 2018. That's this year. Mm. Ruth Sorensen, fine painter, is now a gallery owner.
Mm-hmm. I don't have much experience, but I have a huge amount of community support and excitement around the show and everything that we're doing. We have 34 artists in this show. They range from 17 years old to 85. You know, all ranges of experience and education. So it was a real success.
How did you choose the participants?
You know, I really was just looking for artists who had demonstrated real skill and thought in their work. You know, we are so inundated by artwork that is propelled by commercialism, which is fueled by tourism. And I just wanted to show other ways of making art and ways of presenting it.
You really feel that as soon as you walk into the gallery.
Nice.
Affordable pieces by Rimba Sus, Hadley Nunes, Brenda Caballan's landscapes are super hitting the spot these days, and she's got a nice corner there in the gallery. Small sculptures, too, and they're going to be having classes and even a figure drawing studio there in that gallery. So I'm really excited about the next year coming up for Kailua Gallery. Now, you know what? After that, I just headed right around He'ea side all the way over to past Sunset Pipeline the whole night here to Hala'iwa.
Oh, nice.
Great stores over there, right? And I've been meaning to get out to Polu Gallery, which focuses on surf art. Owner Jun Yoshimura grew up in Europe and then in Japan. His first love was music, and then he decided to focus on surfing and art. He opened up the Green Room Gallery in Waikiki. That was there for several years. Yeah. And about 3 years ago, he decided to focus on surf art and move his gallery to Hala'iwa.
I like this location and also the customers. You know, good mix. Tourists and also local people.
Surf art is an international thing?
Yeah, mainly California and Hawaii, Japan, you know.
Oh, and what are how would you describe it?
Most of artists is surfer, so they have a more, you know, free spirit and more mellow.
You know, Jun says surf art is kind of simpler. And it's got a nice little kind of a manga feel there out of his gallery. He says it's art that can actually fit in your house without taking it over, which is kind of a nice thing, you know. Mm. It's fun art. It's happy. On January 5th, he's opening a show with Jonas Klassen of Surfing Animals fame. And right now, he's got an amazing show there of work, photographs by Wayne Levin. They're marvelous, and it's really worth a drive out.
And it brings in a little spirit into the house as well.
Oh, it does so much. You know, when you look at there, you know, it's like having reggae on all of a sudden in the background. You know, then back in town, look, Bill, you know, I did a whole lot of taking care of business at the shop in Kaimuki. Have you stopped there yet?
I have not. I have been by but not through.
Yeah. A lot of people feel that way. Park across the street, a lot of parking in the lot there. Mm. Head on over. It is terrific. It's a gallery of books, and you get excited just walking in. Namea at Ward Center, they moved, you know, and they're at Ward Center. Now, they're a must. their Ni'ihau shell jewelry is getting more beautiful all the time, and they're working in some contemporary designs that are really great. There's also the Namea Kaliki Maka shop, too, with small, thoughtful gifts, and they've always got classes and workshops going on there as well. Things you can make are happening.
That's nice, that experiential side.
It is. Well. And that's what Namea is always about. They're looking for places that they animate with activities. Mm. They get people into their place making things. And, you know, that little bit of community is what another gallery has managed to maintain over a couple of decades. And that is Nohea Gallery. A lot of people wondered what happened to them when Ward Warehouse closed down. Well, Nohea, they opened up a happy shop in the Hyatt Regency, thank you. And they have just opened a gorgeous space in Kahala Mall. I talked with Lori Barron, co-founder, yesterday. She was a co-founder with her mom, Gail, and we met at their new home in Kahala.
We're at a really interesting transitional time. So the old guard, their work is always evolving and changing, as artists do, right? We just lost Ron Kent, actually, yesterday, as one example of a major transition. But the younger folks are coming up, and new people are learning. And an example, the Honolulu Woodturners, our wonderful, wonderful collaborative group that encourages new woodturners and teaches. That's something that's very special, I think, about Hawaii, different from many art communities, and that they are interested in helping each other. But every artist has got their story and their sort of dreams, their aspirations, and their history. And weaving it together is the project, and it's a delight. You know, it's really an honor, and we're very grateful to have a place in people's lives and be able to connect.
Lori, help these artists who are listening right now. What do people want to buy?
They want to buy things that are beautiful, things that are useful. Things that share a feeling. I don't know how to express that. Something that gives joy, you know, to the soul, to the heart. And that's a tall order. That's what people want.
You know, believe it or not, a lot of Hawaii artists are up to that. So just get out there and look for it. Now, look, this is a season we all know about, and last night I went to Studio 909 for pianist Rich Crandall's annual Christmas party. It's a jazz Christmas party with bassist Bruce Hamada and drummer Stacy Tanganon. Now, Hamada's a crusty jazzer. He said he's given up on the Christmas spirit long ago, but you know, Bruce, we all keep it together. We do, and we'd like to thank you for managing to do it a little for us there at that beautiful gathering last night.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Noe. HPR's Noe Tanigawa. You know her. You can find her reports online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.